For you and your family. Listen now as Reverend Green takes you through the Word of God.
O eternal God, our Father, now, as we come to the preaching of your Word, speak to me, speak through me, that your Word will go forth, and those who came in weak will leave strong. Those who came confused would leave with understanding. Those who came lost would leave saved, because we know your word can change. Father, now, our hearts are hungry to hear from you. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Triune Godhead, to Reverend Slaughter, to Reverend Dearborn, First Lady of our church, Sister Green, and ministers' wives that are present, these deacons and deaconess, visiting members and friends, center if there may be, to these ministers of music, to this choir, amen. So glad to see Brother Nicholas back with us, amen, and God blessed him. So glad to see Brother Nathan Johnson. Amen. Just make yourself at home when he visits with us. God is good. One of the problems is hitting our society today is depression, stress. Suicide rates are going up. So in that, the Holy Spirit gave me one sermon in three parts. For the next 3 weeks, we're going to be dealing with how to build your self-esteem. And starting today in Psalms 139 and 14. Theme for these 3 weeks, these three sermons, is how to build your self-esteem. And underneath each Sunday, we would have the subtitles. Psalms 139 and 14. And I'm reading from the New King James Version. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works that my soul knows very well. I want to use for a subtopic, be happy with who you are. Sermon one on how to build your self-esteem. Be happy with who you are. Thank you, Ursus. One of the main factors differentiating us from the animals is the awareness of self. The ability to form an identity, then attach a value to it. In other words, you have the capacity to define who you are, then to decide if you like the identity or not. It's one thing to dislike colors. There's one thing to dislike noises and shapes and different sensations. But when you reject parts of yourself, you are damaging the psychological structures that keep you alive. Just like the statement, the classic statement with the chicken and the egg. Eggs come from chickens, but then chicken comes from eggs. It seems that your self-esteem grows out of your circumstances, and your circumstances is influenced by your self-esteem. Preacher, what are you talking about? Let me ask you a few questions. Does academic success foster self-esteem? Or does self-esteem foster academic success? Does high social status cause self-esteem? Or does high self-esteem help you with high social status? Does alcoholics drink because they hate themselves? Or do they hate themselves because they drink? Do people like themselves because they do well on job interviews? Or do they do well on job interviews because they like themselves? The fact is that self-esteem and circumstances are only directly, indirectly related. Don't allow what's on the outside around you determine who you are. Just because people call you names don't mean you have to become that name. There's another intervening factor that determines your self-esteem. 100% of the time, what determines your self-esteem, you're not going to believe this, is your thoughts. How do you think of yourself? Do you allow other people to think for you? Do you dress the way you dress just to get a compliment from somebody? Or you dress the way you dress because you're happy with who you are? You might be wearing your hair in a style that you really don't want to wear it, but if you're going to wear it this way, somebody might look at you. But if you're not looking at yourself, then why are you going to think somebody else is going to be looking at you? If you're not happy with who you are, how you expect somebody else to be happy? Don't let other people's thoughts and statements determine your happiness and your self-worth. I'm not saying this out of arrogance. I'm saying this on things I know. Roger is happy with who Roger is. When I looked in the mirror, I said, Lord, thank you. Now, people may call you ugly, fat, skinny, short, tall, but be happy with who you are. Don't try to become someone you're not to make them happy, then you're miserable. Be happy and make them miserable. In psychology, the psychologists have a term called the psychological critic. He is the one, as described, as the negative inner voice that attacks you and judges you. The critic blames you for all the bad things that has happened to you. The critic compares you to others, compares you to their achievements, compares you to their abilities, and finds and leaves you wanting. The critic keeps an album of all of your failures, but never once reminds you of your strengths and your accomplishments. The psychological critic, he's always in your mind telling you what you can't do, telling you what you can achieve, telling you what kind of ability that you don't have. The psychological critic, he's so insidious. He's woven into the fabric of your thoughts. And don't sit there this morning with your saved self like you never listened to the psychological critic. Some of you can't praise God this morning because the critic is telling you, how can you praise God when all that mess you've been in last week? And now you're sitting now with your arms all folded and letting the psychological critic tell you that you are not worthy to praise God. Matter of fact, you don't even need to be in the house of God. But psychological critic, I got some news for you. You was watching me, but you must have went to sleep when I got on my knees and asked the Lord to forgive me and give me a brand new start. So I'm going to praise God anyway. Psychological critic, he never uses complete sentences. He only uses words. Can't, never, nothing, liar, hate, idiot, stupid, incompetent, ugly, fat, skinny, selfish, weak. And he repeats these things in your mind enough until he gets you to believe that all of them are true. Remember, the critic, the psychological critic, he attacks you because his voice in some way is reinforced by you. The psychological critic that's in your mind cannot make you do anything. He can only put thoughts in your mind and get you to believe them. Young men who wearing their pants down below their buttocks and wondering why you don't have a job. You have the audacity to say the white man won't give you a chance. If I own a business and you walked in my place looking like that, me being just as black as you are, I wouldn't give you a chance either. Appearance. Young ladies, can I holler at you? What you wearing pajamas in public for? If I see a young lady in pajamas, then you didn't wash when you got up this morning. You just came out the bed and went straight out in the public. When a psychological critic is talking to you, degrading you with negativity, but you have to call him at his game. You have to undermine his credibility. And so the text this morning is to teach you how to be happy with who you are and how to undermine the psychological critic. How do I preach it? Write this down. Number one, look what he says. I will praise you. Number one, I will praise God in spite of. That's what he's saying. And so many Christians come before God trying to gain an awareness of his presence. You only bring before God your complaints, your problems, your back sets, your setbacks. Now you should. But when you first walk into God's presence, can you just praise him for being God? Before you even ask him anything, just say, God, you've been good to me. Can you tell God you made a way without a dime in your pocket? Can you still tell God he's a healer even you got aches in your body? Can you tell God you spoke words to me when nobody else would speak to me? Can you just get into his presence and praise him? I wonder if there's two or three people just can get here. Say, I'm in the presence of God. I may have knees, but I come here just to lift him up. I will praise you. before I petition, before I give you supplications, I will give you praise. God, you good to me. Sometimes you just shout out, ain't nothing wrong. Cry, you're not even sad. Running, no one leaving behind you, because God is worthy of my praise. Now we shout everywhere else, but when it comes to church, it doesn't take all of that. I wonder why the pastor wants us to make all of this racket all the time. But when you were in the club, when your favorite jam was played, you hollered out. When you got your raise, you hollered out. When God blessed you with the job you needed, you hollered out. When you won at the casino, you hollered out. When you scratched one and you had three with the same number, you hollered out. Now God say, I woke you up this morning and you can't holler out. I healed your body. You can't holler out. I bless you and nobody else would want to bless you. You can't holler out. When all your friends walked off and left you, I was there in the midnight hour speaking a word of comfort to you, and there you can't holler out. The last time I checked, the Bible said, make a joyful. Let the redeem of the Lord. I will bless the Lord at. Be happy with myself. To build my self-esteem, I got to praise God in spite of negative connotations and circumstances. I've got to praise God. He says, I will praise God. Lest I hold you too long. Watch this. He says, not only will I praise God, but he says, I'm going to talk. Write this down. Number two, you got to learn to talk back to your critic. He's been talking to you long enough. It's time to talk back to your critic. And look how the psalmist talks back to him. He said, hold up, dog. Let me holler at you for a minute. You want to tell me I'm fat? You want to tell me I'm short? You want to tell me I'm skinny? You want to tell me I'm bow-legged? You want to tell me I'm tall and lanky? You want to tell me I'm ugly? Wait a minute, dog. Let me check a factor for you. I'm beautiful. Can you talk back to your critic? Regardless of what he says, you say, wait a minute, God made me, dog. And he made me just the way he wanted to make me. And if this is the way he wanted to make me, if God is satisfied with me, then I am satisfied. I got to reject your negative programming that you have placed in my mind. And then can I help y'all? Sometimes the psychological critic start programming things in your mind when you was a child. Parents called you stupid. Loved ones called you ignorant. And he's been reinforcing those statements in your mind since you were a child. But Ben David says this, when I was a child, I thought like a child. I acted like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. In other words, you too old to sit there worrying about what people think about you. You too old to sit there and worry about what they talking about you. How God been too good for you to sit in church and don't even look in each other's direction, because what happened when you were in the seventh grade, God have blessed you now. You got to talk back to your critic. He says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Watch this. Who can gaze at God's creation and just have to be in awe? Now, watch this, Rum Slaughter. The psalmist, y'all hear me good, didn't know nothing about the human anatomy. He didn't know how many blood vessels he had. He didn't know how many yards of intestines he had. He didn't know how fast his heart beat per minute. He didn't know how many gallons of blood was in his body. He didn't know nothing about sinews, bones, or veins. But he still say, I see enough for me to praise God. I don't see everything, but I see enough. Y'all just missed it. See, I don't have to go to the pyramids to say God is good. I don't have to go to New York City and sit in Times Square and say, boy, look at all this beauty. God is good. I don't have to go even to the Holy Lands to say God. I can just look in the mirror and be in awe at God's wonder. And when I look at how he made me, when I look at what he did for me, took me out of dirt and formed me and breathed breath in me, that's enough for me to say, Lord, I thank you. While I was sleeping last night, death could have came creeping in our rooms, but he told death, now ain't the time. Your eyes open and you beheld the brand new day. Here you are sitting in the sanctuary. Isn't that enough to praise God for? The psalmist says, when I look in the mirror, I'm happy, I'm glad, I'm full of joy. I appreciate God. I appreciate God. He said, yeah. He said, the psalmist said, I will praise you because I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Number three, write this down. I'm satisfied. I'm happy with who I am because God completed me. Watch this. Jeremiah 1:5 says, before I formed you, for I formed you in the belly, I knew you. Form means to visibly shape or configure something. Bring it together and make a creation. He says, I knew thee means that I already knew what you were going to be even before you breathed your first breath. I knew your heart's desire even before I put a heart in the body. He said, I already knew you. Now watch, here it is. Now if God, Reverend Dearborn, knew me, knows me, well, knew me before I was created, before mom and dad even winked at each other, God already knew me. Somebody didn't get that. Before you were born, he put inside you what you needed to get things done. That's why everybody can't be a doctor or a lawyer, because he didn't put all of that inside of you. God has already put the components inside of you for you to get the job done. I told you this story before, but those who wasn't here, I'm gonna tell it again. I'll never forget when VCRs first come out. I bought the name brand Panasonic. And in the manufactory, they would never send something out before they test it first. Then after they test it, then they stamp their name on it because they don't want their reputation to be tarnished. So I went and got a Panasonic, and I went rented some movies, and I was so happy. Just took it out of the box, plugged it up, hooked it up to the TV, went in the room to get some movies, wash my hands, get myself together, come sit down with my family, put the VCR in, and it kept ejecting it out. I said, wait a minute, now this is supposed to be top of the line. Put the VCR tape in, and it kept ejecting it out. Now, it was kind of late, store was closed. I'm upset now. I didn't pay my money. I see Panasonic. That means you're supposed to be top of the line. You didn't leave the factory until everything was tested. Now, here I am, then rent some movies, got some popcorn, put the movie in, and it ejected out. Brother Joe, got my screwdriver, took the top off, and y'all, I was speaking in tongues too. A long tongue that you don't even know nothing about. And I lifted the top off, and lo and behold, my son had put a quarter in the VCR. Here's your praise cue. There was nothing wrong with the VCR. Something was put inside of it that didn't belong, and it didn't work properly. God have already put inside of you what you need, but you have allowed stuff to go in the inside, and now you can't work properly. God can use you, but you got too much hate in you. God can use you, but you got too much envy in you. God can use you, but you got too much strife. You got to take these things out
and that God can use you. When God says, when you were born, here it is, y'all ready? When you were born, God said, you're finished. You're released on this earth because God have already put everything in you that you need. And the only thing you need is to be used. And every now and then, you got to be like a hard drive. You got to be updated. Some of y'all are so out of date. That's why you can't even praise God no more. You're out of date. But baby, I tell you, I'm glad I've been upgraded. See, those of you who still in the same grade, you need something to happen for you to praise the Lord. But we who have been upgraded, my Lord, I can walk in the house of the Lord without a dime in my pocket. You wouldn't know it because I praise God anyway. Oh, Lord, is there anybody here know that the Lord, he's able? And, somebody sitting on side of you may be asking, Lord, why you jump up and shout all the time? You tell them that's what an upgrade do to you. Oh, Lord, every time I think about the goodness of the Lord, I've got to wave my hands. I got to say, thank you, Jesus. Great day. And I know some of you spend more time in the mirror than you do praying. Lord, be thankful for who you are. But at the same time, don't put yourself before the Lord. If your makeup is stopping you from praising God, Lord, leave it at the house. Men, if your new suit is stopping you from praising God, go to Goodwill and buy you one and come here and give God the praise. Yeah, if your hairdo is stopping you from praising the Lord, get your hair done on Mondays and not Saturdays, because when I come to the house of the Lord, I come with one thing in mind: give God the praise and giving God the glory. He's brought me from a mighty long way. This sermon was close to my heart, because through my life, I tried to please people. Lord, I tried to make